writing, practicing my verses, fighting. Got a call from both, and now my music life is truly fighting.
Cause rolling up, I'm invincible.
Just to see if you will trip and clown. Trying hard to keep your feet planted on solid ground. It's harder when you got those haters and those poses all around. Without an entourage, I've been to chase my dreams. Dressed in black and camouflage, spitting rapping metal themes. Get it by any means, don't let crabs intervene. You gotta think invincible if you want to achieve your dreams.
Principles learn when they label me just a class clown. I incomprehensible to teachers and principals. Man, I wish those haters could see me now. I'm invincible.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Animo Secret Show.
Yes, very secret.
We're going to let you into the insight of what our influences were and what music we actually listened to and, you know, basically how we got into DJing.
Yeah.
Because we can. And basically,
how we got into DJing. I hung around in the box with you. Trust me to get a phone call right now.
Yeah. Just to prove we're almost live.
Yeah.
Nothing quite like doing this dead.
Yeah. I know who it is, it's ringing me as
well, Tally. Well, on that note...
Do you want to explain the whole point of the first two tracks?
Well, the first two tracks, right, is we're basically going to play tracks that we remember from when we were kids that we got into music. The first time we heard something that we were like, wow, I really, really like that. Because we're both heavily into our music, DJ RSP and me. We both like a lot of different stuff across the board. And my first choice is a song I can remember, and it used to get played a lot because my mum and dad like it, and they have all their albums. It's by a band called Marillion. So my first choice is going to be Script for Jester's Tear.
And mine is going to be Queen Radio Gaga, because I was 13 days old when this was released. And I can still remember standing, watching the video, clapping my hands to the time of the song. And everybody still gets it wrong.
They do. I can't keep time with the clapping, but I love both these tracks, and so here you go, have a listen.
So Here I am once more in the playground of a broken heart. One more experience, one more entry in a diary self-pen. Yet another emotional suicide. Overdosed on sentiment and pride. I love you. Too late to restage the play. Abandoning the relics in my playground of yesterday. I'm losing on the swings. I'm losing
We watch the shows, we watch the stars on video.
That was Queen with Radio Gaga, which is a song that we both really, really like. And before that, it was Script for Jester's Tear by Marillion.
I just noticed my microphone keeps slipping down.
Ever professional in here, we always have dodgy dodgy use of the equipment. If we don't stick anything right, it doesn't matter.
I just haven't tightened it at all.
But the next track is another one from that I remember from my childhood. And it's by a band called T-Rex.
Everybody
knows T-Rex, and more importantly, everybody will know this song. It's going to be Jeepster.
Yeah, and I've chosen one that I like to sing quite regularly. I've chosen Mozart, Ace of Spades.
Which is also an absolute classic.
Yeah, because I remember it from watching The Young Ones.
I mean, Mozart, I can remember blaring through my floorboards at like, must be 2 in the morning when my dad was downstairs, and Ace of Spades was one of the songs I remember
and that
from
was, that was my favourite episode of The Young Ones, the Bambi episode. When they were on the University Challenge, just for Motorhead.
That is brilliant, but again, everything about The Young Ones is brilliant, and it's the fact that, you know, you'd have the split screen, and it's normally next to each other, but when you see it on the TV, they're above. In The Young Ones, they have them above, and he kicks through the floor and kicks the guy in the head.
Yeah.
And it's just absolutely hysterical. I know we're digressing a bit, but, you know, it's an insight.
Yeah.
So, T-Rex and Motorhead.
So bad, I want your all and everything, but just to be mine.
Now, we've been talking about what we, well, what got us into music in the first place, you know, how we sort of evolved. So I think we should show you what it sort of evolved into.
Yeah.
When we started going out. I mean, this is around the time we first actually met.
Yeah, when we were going to the clubs, we started by going to places like Stairways. And at the time, nu metal was at its height.
Yeah.
Now, these tracks, some of them are floor fillers, some of them aren't, but they're the tracks that defined an era for us.
Yeah.
And the first track I'm going to play is a Korn song that's very close to my heart, because when I was feeling depressed as in my late teens before I became a full adult, this song helped me through. So, but the next four bands, these define an era from when we were going to likes of Stairways and the Bootle Saloon.
Yeah, and Hex.
And Hex and the Bunker. And, you know, later on, likes of the Cali and stuff like that. You know, all these clubs that the Whittle has had and have gone.
Yeah.
Because basically the scene evolves all the time. There are new venues now. And we don't need to mention, because you know where we are and you know what we're doing. But we've been a part of the scene for quite some time. We've got a lot of really fond memories from these rock clubs.
I mean, from when we first started going out, the only place that's really still there is the Crazy House in Liverpool.
I'm just nibbling.
Yeah, he's just eating his sweets.
Yeah. See how professional we are, eating sweets in the studio.
See, I'm eating my butty while the song's on.
It's true. But these are all songs that everybody knows and loves, and are from four bands that are really close to our heart. That's why we took our name. We love nu metal.
Yeah.
Everybody got the stigma about nu metal being shit. Now, everyone we know likes at least one of these bands.
Yeah.
So you all like nu metal, like it or not.
Yeah.
falling away from me.
Bye.
disappear. All these thoughts, they make no sense. I found bliss in ignorance. Nothing seems to go away over and over again.
Just like me.
I'm not afraid.
Now, we've been going through what we've been doing collectively, or our influences collectively. I think it's a time for a little bit of insight on a more personal level, just, you know, one-to-one sort of thing. So, here's a couple of songs that really actually mean something to just me. I mean, I don't know how Black Rose actually feels on them personally, but I know he likes at least two of them.
I like all three of them.
Yeah.
I like all three of those songs.
But all three have got a deeper meaning for me. So it's not the usual stuff that, I mean, anybody who knows me, I mean, I've got long hair, a beard, you know, I generally dress like a psycho nut job metalhead. Yeah. I generally dress like a psycho nut job metalhead, but that's not me. You don't know me.
This is going to be the softer side of DJ RSB.
Yeah.
so tired, and why are you feeling that way? Why can't you get out of bed? And can't you see it's the choices you've made? I never seem to follow the rules that I know. Asphyxiated, so complicated, manipulated, and terrified to be alone.
Disappear now when I'm dreaming of your face.